It's me.
Thank you for that visual joke.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I was forgetting that.
One 1,000 sketches in 1,000 days. Day 227. Sketch 684. Music hall?
What do we got? We got a couple of people in this. Glenn and Malcolm. This is an Alistair original. No editing. And therefore, I think he should play a part.
Well, I'd be happy to do that.
Why don't you play Glenn and I'll be Malcolm, I suppose.
Sounds good to me. Hello, Malcolm. You enjoying this non-specific setting that an audience would have enough common knowledge to understand?
Sure am.
Smart. How are the kids?
All right. Tricky to sex, though.
Yeah. Ghost husbandry's a strange business. What about Carol?
Yeah, all right.
Good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen. One of my favourites.
One of my favourites, actually.
Oh, me too. How about you?
No. Lamb plays merry havoc with my reflux.
Pity. But what have you got going on?
Ooh, let me see.
I will allow you to.
Ta. Well, there's my phone, my watch, some light switches.
All going on?
Seems daft having them off.
Speaking of off, holidays. Going anywhere nice?
Yeah, but that one only really works written down.
Could have been the biscuit factory.
What, in this economy?
Connie, you?
I licked it so much I bought the company.
Fab.
No, mini milks.
Had enough?
Yes, thanks. Shall we go and never speak of this again?
That would be wise.
Excellent.
Is it supposed to be excellent? Because that's what it says, and that's what Alistair said. But then, obviously, fairly said the word that exists, which is excellent.
Is it excellent?
It's excellent, yeah.
Oh.
Like, I think I prefer excellent, which is like, we're going and it's shit.
I mean, I can see the scene of you sitting in a pub garden with your little notebook after three pints, just going, this is gold. That's your writing it down.
It's rare that I write after four pints, or even three for that matter. But
it seems to show enough self-knowledge that he didn't think it was gold.
No, fair enough.
I don't believe that I would have thought that it was full platinum wonderfulness.
Yeah. And it's the title Nonsense, which again implies I don't think it's a shining example of the art. Although it's got some good jokes in it.
Yes, I think in my head I was just imagining two really crap music hall performers. I think we delivered it about as I'd expected it to be done in fairly quick fire. Just get it out of the way, for God's sake, make it stop.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to relish every moment of this one, do you?
No.
I need to ask, the joke about the biscuits, that's a double joke that's not pronounced nice either, and it's actually named after the town that you're making the first joke about. Or did you not know that?
I'm pretty sure I knew at that time that the biscuits were called Nice as well, but that's why it only works written down.
Yeah, but then they said it could have been the biscuit factory.
Oh.
Going anywhere nice, yeah, but the only one only works written down, as in I'm going to Nice. And then it says could have been the biscuit factory. And I wasn't sure if you were doing a clever double joke to say my character thinks that that is pronounced nice, but of course listeners all know it's pronounced Nice.
Let's pretend it's the clever one. I have no recollection.
Peak Freen was a good biscuit name, wasn't it?
A what?
Peak Freens was a company that made biscuits.
What biscuits did they make?
They made Family Circle, with the looks of it.
Is that a party ring?
No, Family Circle's a selection box.
Oh.
Often contained a party ring. A ring within a circle.
Hey, hang on. They invented the Garibaldi, if I'm reading this correctly.
Oh,
what?
Fair play.
Hang on.
It's a game changer.
Oh, look at that! Look at that! A Garibaldi on the screen.
Whoa!
It does not have a patent or anything on the package, unfortunately.
Patent! Have you ever seen a biscuit with a patent?
The Garibaldi... Saintly's own Garibaldis do not contain them.
Contain them? That's so funny! So they created the first chocolate-covered sweet digestive biscuit, marketed as the Chocolate Table. Patent nice. Shortbread, the Golden Puff. Oh, what? Fuck this! A biscuit with creme filling launched as the Crayola, but now known as the Bourbon biscuit. These guys did it all. The thing is, either though this all happened in like the late 19th and early 20th century. When I was a kid, I remember getting biscuits with PF on them for picofrine. Little rectangular shortbread type biscuits that aren't exactly shortbread. They're not as rich as that. They're more cut with general bran or whatever they put in biscuits. I don't know.
General Bran.
Flour, isn't it?
Yeah. I am General Bran.
1,000 Sketches in 1,000 Days was written by the Albion Basement. It was performed by Dan Mitchell and Alistair Turvitt. It was produced by Alistair Turvitt. The music is by The Evenings. See you tomorrow.